Hello. Are you ready to begin? Well, thank you for your interest. As you know, I have been briefing the Council again on the situation in my part of the Middle East. I just had a very good consultation with the Council, in particular on the situation in Gaza and what needs to happen to avoid that underlying issues which were the cause of the latest conflict are actually being addressed, because nobody wants to see a return to the previous status quo. In this respect, I was happy to announce to the Council that the United Nations has reached agreement with the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah and with the Israeli government on a new temporary reconstruction mechanism, which, if implemented in good faith by all these three parties, should enable us to start as soon as possible the so much needed recovery and reconstruction in Gaza, for which, of course, we will need lots of construction materials and other goods which are on the dual use list, on an Israeli dual use list. Basically, as I have been telling the Council, this means that while for the first time the private sector in Gaza is going to be fully involved in this endeavor, together with the Palestinian Authority, the government of national consensus in Ramallah and in Gaza, that it of course also means that the United Nations has taken upon it a new responsibility, an expanded responsibility, when it comes to the supervision, the monitoring on the end use of reconstruction materials in Gaza. So not only for our UN projects, but also for all the other projects, public sector projects from the PA, but also private projects. All this will become possible under the new mechanism. And that's why I have said that this, in my view, is an important step which I hope will give hope to the people in Gaza, and also an important step, we hope, towards the full lifting of remaining closures in Gaza. I have been briefing the Council in the informal consultations, not only about this issue, but as you have seen in my Council briefing today, I've been also highlighting that while this is a hopeful step, that other things also need to happen to actually change the dynamics in Gaza. I have been underlining the importance of changing the dynamics in Gaza, but that cannot happen also without addressing the situation in the West Bank, as I have been saying in my open briefing, and ultimately, of course, also to give renewed hope for a political horizon for a two-state solution, because otherwise all the other things which I have been discussing with the Council will remain up in the air. We need also a perspective to end the occupation and to have a two-state solution. This is all very important, and I hope that the Council in its own consultations, as I've said, will also make its contribution to this effort. Yeah.
In terms of this mechanism that you're talking about, is there money already in the pot, or do you have to fundraise as part of the ad hoc? And how much agreement do you have from Israel on getting things in? Which crossings?
Well, I've just explained that I feel that we have now also a commitment on the Israeli side for the international community, under the leadership of the new government of national consensus, to actually kickstart serious recovery and reconstruction in Gaza. In terms of the money, it's very important, of course, that we have now the 12th of October as an agreed date for a donor conference in Cairo. So, of course, we are looking forward also to the international community to help fund both UN and other reconstruction projects for Gaza. Let me again say how important it is, in my view, that we have now also a mechanism, as I said also in my briefing, We don't want another Sharm el-Sheikh conference after 2009 when a lot of pledges were made. But there was no possibility actually to implement these projects in Gaza. I hope that this mechanism is an important step in the right direction.
Is there a need for a timeline to end the occupation, as you just said, in a draft resolution that the international community and the Security Council members are working on?
Well,
what's your position on this?
Well, I know that there is a Palestinian initiative which the Palestinians have started to discuss with the members of the Council. I have, in my own briefing, highlighted the need to link whatever we are doing in terms of new dynamics and the importance of having new dynamics in Gaza to also an end game on the political part of it. Thank you.
On the reconstruction materials, is there anything... Can you be more specific on what kinds of dual-use materials are restricted, if any, and how many additional UN monitors do you think you'll need on the ground to vet what comes in?
Yeah. Well, this is about primarily about the so-called reconstruction materials. So that's the cement, the steel bar, and other reconstruction materials. But not only, I tell you. If, for instance, a Palestinian entrepreneur wants to rebuild his factory and he needs new machinery, that will all be part of the same mechanism that, of course, such a project can be carried out. And what was your second question?
How many monitors, UN monitors, will be required?
On the monitors, we are looking. This certainly means that the UN has to expand its mechanism on the ground. And as a matter of urgencies, we are looking into this. But I can't give you specific numbers.
Mr. Seri, who will pay for these materials, and who will monitor? Who will actually build the factories? I mean, can you talk a little more about the mechanism, and also how will this affect the renewing hope for negotiations? Can you explain that too?
Thanks. Well, on the mechanism, let me tell you that I will also brief the AHLC meeting on the 22nd of September more in detail about the workings of the mechanism, so to say. But in terms of the construction materials and the private sector, this is really new because that hasn't happened so far. It is the private sector, the licensed private sector in Gaza, which will be allowed to import these reconstruction materials. And we, the UN, will not only supervise our own UN projects, but also projects by the PA and the private sector in Gaza. That's why we will need an expansion also of our supervisory role in Gaza.
Board of Inquiry. You said that the Secretary General plans to commission a Board of Inquiry. Can you say on what time frame, who's going to be on it? Is the mandate to look at the destruction of schools by Israel or possible firing from in or near schools? What's your understanding of what this commission
is? I think the mandate will be comprehensive. And what I can tell you is that you may expect shortly an announcement by the Secretary General.
Mr. Seri?
Yeah.
You have used the phrase... Thank you. You have used the phrase private sector in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
If I may ask, how private is that private sector, and how do you prevent it from becoming a fig leaf for the rearmament of Hamas, and how do you impose security so that arms do not sneak in through those border crossings?
Well, the last part of your question is another question. The Security Council and already Resolution 1860 has addressed this. The mechanism is about a mechanism to allow reconstruction materials in a manner that will actually safeguard that they will be used for their civilian purpose only. That's why the United Nations is taking this responsibility. And it will be relevant for all the reconstruction materials. The private sector in Gaza, I can tell you there is still, despite all the conflict, a vibrant, legitimate private sector in Gaza, licensed by the Palestinian Authority. They will be involved in this work now.
Mr. Seri, you spoke about grabbing 2,000.
Sorry. Needless to say that we will do our utmost to do it as quickly as possible, but it will take a bit of work.
Mr. Seri, you spoke about the largest grab of land
in the history of occupation. Mm-hmm. Where is the Palestinian state going to be established? And plus, you spoke about the grabbing the land, but you didn't express your own opinion about this land grab.
I think we as the United Nations have always been very clear that settlement activity is contrary to international law, and it is also contradictory to the very objective of a two-state solution. And I think I have been very clear again in my statement today. So,
I believe that the continued presence of rockets, several thousand, by Hamas and other Islamist groups, is a destabilizing force, and is that something that has been discussed with Israel and the Palestinian Authority in concert with this?
Not in the context of what I have been announcing today. This is about reconstruction materials, but reconstruction materials are on a dual-use list, Israeli dual-use list, and that's why we have also been very seriously addressing the legitimate, reasonable security concerns of Israel.
You talked about can you say more about this conference? Who's going to be there? Is Hamas also part, or only the?
Well, I hope that the ceasefire talks will resume soon again in Cairo. I have been in close touch with the Egyptian authorities. And I think that I can say that the Egyptian authorities are also very supportive of this new agreement between Israel, the Palestinian Authority, and the UN. But, of course, it is very important. Let me also, because I get a lot of questions now about this mechanism. This mechanism can only also work if some of the other underlying issues are also really addressed. As I said to the Council, I'm also concerned about what is a continuing non-governance situation in Gaza, where we had a previous government, a Hamas government, standing down, and a new government, which is now nominally responsible for Gaza, but is not able yet to really assume its rightful responsibilities there. That's another important issue that needs to be addressed, including also the issue of the non-payment of the former employees. You know that.
The black markets and the gray markets are very linked to the private sector in Gaza. How can the United Nations supervise the transparency there?
Well, black market, of course, is not what we are going to supervise. What we are going to supervise is everything which comes in for a legal purpose in Gaza. You're referring to a black market, which was mainly also existing because of tunnels with Egypt. But I think you know that something has changed there also. I'm not saying that there is no more smuggling, but that has decreased very substantially. Thank you. One last question.
In a previous press conference, Palestine said that they view 3 years as a timeline to end the Israeli occupation. Do you think that's a realistic timeline?
Well, there have been so many timelines. I don't want to comment on that in this stage, because I feel that this is something for the... I am aware that there is an important Palestinian initiative. I have made my position very clear, also I think in this briefing, that without addressing the issue of peace and an end to the occupation, that all the other things we are doing now, like for instance this temporary mechanism, I hope it will be temporary. If it becomes a permanent mechanism, it would only perpetuate an ongoing occupation. So that's why it is so important that we are also addressing this, the issue of peace. Thank you very much.